If the current problems with FIFA is reminding you of certain problems with the Olympics in Salt Lake City, you are not the only one. As we speak, the man who runs the governing body for the world's most popular sport, that is soccer or football in Europe, is about to be reelected as the FIFA president. That's in spite of a huge storm over allegations that Qatar bought the right or bribed its way into the right to host the 2022 World Cup. Joining us now, Mel Brennan, a former FIFA delegate for North America. Mel, do we have convincing evidence that Qatar actually used bribes in order to support its bid?
Well, what we do have is the FIFA General Secretary, the number two, Jerome Valka, referencing in an email the idea that Qatar purchased or bought the World Cup. Now, the only way, now he's backed off that statement and said, well, that's not what he meant. But, you know, most of us understand the English language. And when somebody buys something, that means they paid for it. In order to pay for it, you had to pay people. And so the intimation from the number two from FIFA is that the 2022 World Cup was, in fact, bought, even though he's backed off that statement now.
But are we to assume that there's some evidence that has not been made public, that has changed? I mean, even the Sepp Blatter, who's the incumbent FIFA president, just a couple days ago was saying this is absolutely untrue, there's no basis for this, made a 180-degree turn, and is now talking about it in very serious language.
And that's correct. And the reason for that is that this perfectly political environment has now been compromised. At the most central point, we're seeing a breakdown in the political relationships that keep the House of Cards, that is the FIFA family, quote-unquote, stable and alive. So this Congress is very important in that while it may reelect the FIFA president, it may produce other outcomes and other considerations that bring down this whole House of Cards.
Well, it's just a kind of a tangled web going on. One of the first people to claim this was Chuck Blazer, and he's since been called by the acting president of CONCACAF, that he showed an inexcusable and gross misconduct of duty, and now the president of CONCACAF has backed off that language. How are we to take all of these back and forth, these arguments between people at the top of these athletic bodies?
We're to take it this way. We externally are shining light, and misbehaving political people don't like consistent, long-term light to be shown on what they're doing. If we continue the intensive oversight, we're going to see more and more of this malfeasance and nonfeasance emerge, and more possibility for change becomes apparent.
Could it be a revote on Qatar's winning of hosting the 2022 World Cup?
That would be in the interest of the larger real FIFA family, the millions of folks that are invested in world football.
Mel Brennan's a former FIFA delegate for North America. Mel Brennan, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
He's talking about the allegations that Qatar bribed its way into the right to host the 2022 World Cup. Although, as I said, the man who is now the incumbent president looks like he will retain the presidency.